Today is Wednesday, April the 1st, 1981. This is Connie Rehn interviewing Rosalie Habe Youngman at her home in Castorville. I'm interviewing for the Castorville Public Library Oral History Project B. Miss Youngman, I know you just had a birthday. Could you tell us how old you are?
Now, have to end.
Yes. Okay, you're 101, right? You are 101?
Yeah.
101. Okay. You're probably one of the few people who has reached 100 years old in our community. And I know you still get around. You go to church on Sundays and sometimes during the week, do you? You still get around to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still do any work? No, you don't work anymore, huh? So your daughter Josephine lives with you now.
Yeah, and she does the work.
How long have you lived in Castorville? Do you remember that?
See, we lived, and then I had a piece, mother gave me a piece of land. And we moved on that piece of land and filled it up.
You and your husband?
Yeah. We built a new house on there and had an artesian well. 900 feet.
Is that where you raised your family then? You raised your family
well,
there?
They were all, well, Freddie was born then. When we lived on the farm. The first 10 years we lived in Castro.
Oh, and some of your children were born here, huh?
Yeah, and Matilda.
Josephine and Matilda were born in Castorville, and Fred was born in Rio Medina.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was born in Castorville too, but
he lived up there. Okay.
Yeah.
So all of your children were born in Castorville, huh?
No, I don't want you to say Rio Medina. I want to say Habe Settlement.
Habe Settlement, okay.
Yeah.
And you were a Habe.
See, they changed it later on to Rio Medina, but it was Habe Settlement all the time. And our home was towards Squeaky.
Oh.
West.
Facing Squeaky. I know I've asked you this before, but do you still remember your wedding?
Well, that was in 1904.
1904.
First of June.
What do you remember about it?
Well, we had a reception at Mother's house, and they had a Mexican band that lived in Castile. That band was up there, and then they had a dinner, closest friends. And relatives. Then that night, we had some of the young people came and they danced for a while, and then they all went home. And the band went. The band was in Castro. It was a Mexican band.
A Mexican band.
Yeah.
Well, where did you dance at home?
We had a big room.
And you cleaned it out.
It's where they danced in that big room.
Oh. Now, did your reception last all day long? And
it
did you?
Always.
What kind of food did your family serve?
Oh, everything that was sausage and chicken. Well, everything that could have been had, I think. Chicken. I don't remember, but calf and was sausage and it was hotbed, everything, put in sausage and barbecue.
And they barbecued.
And
okay, was that usually how people had weddings in that day? Was a barbecue?
Well, not very often. No.
For the wedding, I mean.
No, they didn't have it. No, I don't think so.
What did they usually have? Do you,
something else.
For a wedding.
Well, I guess it's about turkey and stuff like that.
Turkey and
no
chicken. But not always barbecue.
No, no.
But you had barbecue.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Calf meat in it and hog meat in it.
Well, did you come down to Castroville in a buggy or something for your wedding?
Sure.
Is that how you traveled? Well, or did you stay the night in Castroville?
I think I stayed the night.
But the night before.
Uh-huh.
And got ready, huh?
Uh-huh.
But then you did go up to the home in Havy Settlement for the reception. Mm-hmm. Well, who did the work for your reception? Your mother or?
Oh, no, they had several new women there.
Neighbors or what?
Well, neighbors too. And
family?
Yeah, Andrew Havy's brother, his family.
Uh-huh. Okay, when you were courting with Mr. Youngman, did he come up to Havy Settlement to see you, or?
Why, sure.
Okay. About how often did he come?
I don't know that.
You don't remember?
Usually Sunday evening.
Sunday evening. Okay. Do you still remember as a girl going to a dance in Castroville?
Oh yeah, not in Castroville, but through all the neighborhood. They had surprise parties.
Uh-huh.
When somebody that had a birthday and the kids knew about it, they gave them a surprise party.
And that's where you dance?
Yeah, that's where we dance.
Uh-huh. What kind of music did they have?
Violin.
Violin.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember some of those fiddle players, do you?
I think it's Stein, with most of it. Stein. Jack Stein. And one morning we came home and my brother was milking the cows. See, we always went with brothers.
Uh-huh.
And was another, Miss Sitter, she went home with her daughters. And I think I went home with one of my brothers.
Uh-huh. And you came home when they were milking? What did Mother say?
Nothing. I was surprised. Didn't say a word.
But did you ever come to Castroville to a dance?
Oh, yeah. Whenever they had big dances. Yeah.
Well, when were the big dances?
Yeah.
What was a big dance?
Well, Easter.
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis Day. Well, in between, I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
After Christmas and New Year?
Well, Christmas is one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you all look forward to those?
Huh?
Was that a big day? Did you look forward to coming to a dance here?
Yeah, we always came to Warrenette, had that dance hall.
Where, at the park down there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was the dance hall we all went to.
Uh-huh. Any others? Any other dance halls that you went to?
Well, later on, when Warrenette had owned this other dance hall, we came. I don't think I went to another. I don't think there was another dance hall in my day.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about the Mayflower? There where Cease's lived. The Mayflower? You ever remember that? Or the Empire?
No, I don't.
So you just remember Warnett, huh?
That's what I remember just now. Well, there was one at Rio Medina.
And that was later on then, huh?
Heavy Settlement.
Lots of surprise for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was your get-togethers with the neighbors,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. All the kids came. Uh-huh. Most of them came with their relatives.
Uh-huh. Well, did they eat at those two? Did they serve eats?
Well, you had to bring a cake.
Oh.
Cake and coffee. The one you went to fresh the coffee and they. Kids brought the cake, sometimes they had a table full of cake.
Oh.
After the party, they divided it. Gave each one of those pieces, you know.
Oh, so.
Took the cake, played long home.
Uh-huh. And took a little bit of everybody's cake back home.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what they served then.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, did they ever serve parisa when you were young?
Did what?
Parisa.
Oh.
That meat.
Oh.
You never made that at home?
No.
My great-grandpa made that. My daddy remembers. He's the only one that has said that he remembers making it.
I still don't know what parisa is all.
You never have?
No, this was no Mexican food.
Josephine, do you remember the Tricaster Hall? Was that in your day?
Tricaster, oh yeah. Yeah.
Now you...
Children went to school for 5 years at the convent.
Uh-huh.
After she was married, she teached school for 1 year. And then she got married, lived in... Where did she live to?
I think I need to interview Josephine, too.
No, I'm not
going to. Why? I think you would. You have a good memory. No?
Then Matilda grew up. Well, we went with Matilda to the Dracula thing.
We never did say, who is your husband? I need to get that on. Who your husband was.
Fred Young.
Fred Young. Mm-hmm. And who was his, who were his parents?
Fred W. Fred William Young. Peter and Mary.
Peter and Mary Young. And your parents were?
Andrew Hazy and Brigitta Fry.
Brigitta Fry. Uh-huh. And Mr. Youngman's family lived right here. Next to this house you're living in, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he was growing up. Did his family have a store there?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of store was that?
Well, everything you could have had.
It was a general merchandise store?
Yeah.
Groceries too? Or?
Oh, yeah. Groceries and groceries. Everything.
Uh-huh. What years was that about? Was it before you were married?
Yeah, before we were married. They always had a store, the Peter Young and family. All of it.
So that'd be in the 1800s, huh?
They had a store for all time. The bedroom was their store first.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Peter Young and family. I think the sisters now own it on that corner. And then they didn't sell it. The boys sold it. But they moved up here.
Mm-hmm.
When their children got big enough, the first lived at Frank Yama lived in the LaCosta Road.
Mm-hmm.
When the children got big enough, they moved to Castro. That's the old Yama.
Oh.
They had a big family. Oh, yeah, they had a big son.
This is Peter's father you're talking about.
He only had two brothers.
Peter had a big family, her husband's family. But they lived down below, between here and La Crosse.
Uh-huh.
And then when their children started growing up, they moved here to Castroville. And they opened the store then? Is that what your husband did when you married him? Was he working in the store, or was
he worked for his daddy in the store.
Uh-huh. But then when your mother gave you the land, y'all moved to Hazy Settlement. And then he became a
farmer.
And he was and a farmer
ranch.
All his
farm
life.
And ranch.
Farm and ranch.
Yeah. Raised chickens, raised turkeys. What else? Yeah.
Did you have cows too? Did you have milk cows, a lot of milk cows, or not?
Not very much.
Just enough for your family, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Youngman, as you think back over your life, what do you remember the most?
I think I told you already.
Yeah, but we didn't get it on tape. Like, what do you think about your life? How do you remember your life?
Well, I was raised in Hazy Settlement.
Do you remember what I mean?
And I had six brothers. One was Lord Hayes's physician had a Sunday store. There was Andrew Hayes, he formed where our mother's name, and some land that she had for trophies. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And then there was J.K. Hayes and Ada Hayes. Well, Ada Hayes, he lived his last years, he lived in Honda, where he died. And J.K. Hayes lived below Dunley. I don't know what they call that place.
Beery?
That Henry still lives there.
Beery? About like, not Beery, huh? Okay. Yeah, I know where Henry lives.
There's a soldier here in Beery.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a sister, Mary Warnett. She lived in
You have two more brothers you didn't mention.
Yeah, but they lived where I lived. They were young.
And who were they?
Paul, Charlie and Paul Hayden.
Uh-huh.
And Mary, she was older than those two boys. Uh-huh. She lived in Kansas.
So Mary was your only sister?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mary, your sister, I get a lot of people talking about her on the tape. She boarded a lot of children that came here for communion home.
Yeah.
And also, was she the one that put on the midnight suppers with the Wernette dance?
Yeah. Well, he's the one.
Her husband was Philip Wernette.
I think he ran that place.
Yeah, he built that second story. Did she cook all that food for those dances? Do you remember what she cooked for them? Can you remember that?
No.
Did you ever help her?
Well, later on, after I was married.
Uh-huh. Well, what kind of food did y'all cook?
Oh, you wouldn't remember.
You wouldn't remember that. Well, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Somebody told me they fixed like roast and fresh lettuce out of the garden, salad, and pies.
That's good. Pies are good. They bought it from the book, but don't put that on. I can't call that thing.
Tripe? Somebody told me Molly Schott always helped with that.
Yeah.
She would clean it at the butcher shop there. Mm-hmm. And they served, yeah, Archie Jaggy told us that they always served tripe, and he really liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they cooked. But they cooked it a couple of days before and put it in an ice box and froze it.
Uh-huh.
In a crock.
Uh-huh.
And they served it in coffee.
Well, did you and your husband like to dance when you were young?
He didn't dance at all.
Did you like to, though?
Well...
But you couldn't dance much if you didn't dance with your husband.
No. I didn't wait on him. I had other boyfriends.
But you married him anyway, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I guess I picked choose him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you did dance. You did like to dance when you were young, then, huh?
Yeah, like a figure, and I always went to the party.
Yes. Can you tell me some of the dances you all did? The kind of dancing you did?
Yeah.
The kind of dances you did, like.
Well, they had the square dances, but very few. When the square dance came up, all the kids didn't like it because they collected in those square dances.
Uh huh.
They had to pay. So we appreciated the other dance.
Okay, what were some of the other dances you did?
Well,
like waltz, I'm sure you waltz.
Yeah, yeah.
How about put your little foot or any like that?
Not much.
Not that?
Mm-hmm. As a way she.
How about shottish?
Why have you been at Shottishville?
How about Chicago Clyde? You remember that? No? Do you remember that, Josephine? How about the seven step?
That again.
Mm-hmm.
Art Van Fleet.
Now, what was his name? Theo Arts or Gene Arts?
Yes.
That was later, though. Yeah, that would be great.
That's
for Wernette Hall.
I remember that I went to dances to with Art Van.
Yeah, they
Art
played there.
Art Van was here for always.
Mm-hmm. 40 years, I think they played here.
Yeah, he played for all the dances.
Well, what kind of music did he play?
Art? I think he played the violin, and then, what was his name? He played one of those five big things.
That harp?
Yeah.
The harp?
The Maxine, he played it all the time. And then Gene Arts, son played too.
So the name of the band was Gene Arts. So.
Uh-huh. He played the violin, too, like the old man did.
Well, did they play old-time music, or what?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
They were an old-time band, but...
But at these surprise parties at around home...
Oh, where that the boys played.
Yeah, what kind of music did they... What kind of dances did you do there, if you can remember?
Well, it wasn't like... Well, I think Walt, that's all. I don't remember. It only had a room.
Yeah, it wasn't too big, huh? No.
I think Mother had the largest room of mine.
Did y'all ever have a party at your place?
Oh, yeah. Lots of them.
Lots of them. Well, you had a big family, too. Half of the dancers were there.
Well, the older boys weren't home no more then.
Oh, you were the youngest in the family, right? You were the baby. I know you told me once you were born in 1880, right?
Yeah.
And your oldest brother was born in 1860. There was 20 years difference between you. And how many children were there then?
And Mother was born in 40.
In 40, yeah.
She was
40, 60, 80.
And he was the oldest. Well, he was born in 60 and I was born in 80.
In 80. And how many children did your mother have? Eight? Was it eight? Two girls and six boys?
Yeah.
Or did you have some that died too?
Well, two died, but yes.
But eight lived, huh?
Well, the little girl, I think, died in 6 years, and she must have been about 6 years old or five then.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, they always lived afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
The whole family except Louis.
That first schoolhouse was their first home?
That schoolhouse was their first home, yeah.
Your mother and your father?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Ralph Beck lives now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know that little log cabin on Spettles, close to Spettles' little house there? Was that a school ever? They said that was the first school.
Oh, that was school for Julia and Alice and John.
Spettle.
Yeah, and they had a... What are those heater girls? Why those girls teach? That was no school.
It was just kind of a tutor? They had a tutor?
And that didn't last very long, maybe one term.
Oh, I see. They just had a teacher to
it
come in for their girl.
Oh,
I see. Well, somebody told me it was the first school in Haiti Settlement.
No, the sister's school was the first school. And that was there for always.
Till 1890.
Finally, they didn't have no more children to send.
Mm-hmm.
So they sold it to, well, I guess the bishop's men bought it. Or was it always the bishop?
I think they deeded it to the bishop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother and daddy, they lived in there and raised the family, and then later on they moved, but we always longer in their real
home. And who lives in that house now that you are the one you lived in?
Well, we live now strangers. I don't know them.
Is that the, where the Brutons live?
It was sold.
With your brother Junior?
It belonged to my youngest brother.
Paul?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then the whole but he wasn't married.
Uh-huh.
So the whole family got a little out of it, not much.
Uh-huh. And he lived on
with a stranger.
Oh. Yes, I remember.
It's still there, the whole home is still there.
Uh-huh.
Saw it the other day.
You did? Uh-huh. But no one lives in it now.
Huh? No.
Okay, Miss.
That's no question. I don't think so. I couldn't answer that. We lived on the farm, and I think that was the happiest phase in our life when we lived on the farm. We lived up there for 30 years,
uh-huh.
My husband and I.
And that's
and
where
he
you
got. And Fred took over, and Fred got sick, and he died in Castro. We weren't together very long after we moved back. He was sick for about 2 years.
Uh-huh.
I lay sick in bed.
Uh-huh. But you had your happiest time living on the farm. Uh-huh.
Raising cattle, raising horses, chickens, turkeys.
What did you enjoy working the most, outside or
not
inside?
Not in the field.
No?
I never did no field work.
Uh-huh.
And that was in a calling from that came from what is that? What's that place called now, Mr. Joe? Klondike. Yeah. It's not here, so it's divine, is it? I have it right up there in the, that he wrote up, I didn't know he was writing it. Way down story in field where he's always picking cotton. I never picked no cotton.
Oh.
But you're not going to pick cotton when there's a big piece of land and four brothers,
uh-huh.
Six brothers, just myself. And Mary was married.
Well, what did you enjoy doing the most? Sewing or cooking or what? What was your?
And, just raising animals.
You like to raise the animals?
Yeah. Yeah, outside.
Gardening? Did you like gardening?
Well, garden too. That was, you had a garden. I was doing that in the way.
But you basically had a happy life, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you're
I
such a. You
can't complain.
Yeah. I know you're always such a happy person, and your whole family seems to be such a loving family. And I would classify you or call you a gentle person, and your whole family appears to me to be gentle people. How would you think about your family?
Well, I guess they were all happy and complaining. Of course, they had their hard days too. I think Joe had the hardest day.
Yeah, I believe so.
And Fred has a big family. He's got a family of 9. They're all married except 2.
Now, Fred lives on your home plate. No, no, he's
no,
on the home.
No.
That's right. He doesn't live there anymore.
No, he bought the place his own.
Does anyone live in the home that you and your husband lived in? Or is it vacant?
Yeah, it is there. Then he bought a place from his kinnies, and they live on the road going to
Medina Lake. Uh-huh. But no one lives in the house that you lived with your husband in. It's vacant.
No.
Fred
still farms.
Mm-hmm, farms that land. So you can't tell me what you attribute your age to, huh? Do you
and
think
why I got so old, I don't know. One birthday came after the other without me knowing it.
Well, did your family live to be, did your mother live to be an old age too, or your daddy?
Oh, the family, like your daddy. Almost 88, I think.
That's pretty old, isn't it?
88, I think.
Seems to me like the women live a lot longer here in Castable than the men. Why do you think women live longer than men?
Well, they, somebody told me that when they came in, I was only 7 years old when my daddy died.
Oh.
I didn't know my daddy. Yeah. Uh-huh. I still can remember, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But I was only 7.
And you were going to say something Nick Havey said.
But he died in reality. I remember when he was living, six, that out himself.
No, I asked you if you know why do women live longer than the men around here?
I don't know. Nick Havey said they had to work too hard. Those people came from the old country, had no home and nothing else. But Nick Havey told me they had to work too hard. That's what he told me.
The old people had to work too hard?
Yeah, the old Havey's. None of them got very old.
Oh.
Except the oldest one got lived the longest, mm-hmm. The first brother.
Well, do you think maybe better food might have had a reason too, that people live longer now?
No, they had no food those days.
I know.
I don't think so.
You don't think that happened?
I don't think so. I think that food was better than what we have now.
Yeah. But they probably didn't. Well, they always ate a lot of meat, though, didn't they? Did you eat a lot of meat at home when you were growing up?
No.
I don't think they ate as much meat as we do now.
If they even had to kill a calf and divide it out, you know, among them, the pieces. Yeah, it's dark. You want to read the book? I was a person, my sister was so brave. And I think when my daddy died, we were at school. And mother came and, of course, like a poor mother does, crying. And she met me by the door, my other brothers that went to school. And I think that must have scared me.
Yeah. Well, what did your daddy die of? Was he young?
How old was he? About 66 still, or 60? 60, I think.
What did he die of?
He was dead of Kukwa.
Oh.
I don't know what they call it.
Mm-hmm. So you don't know.